24-17, the Texans win, and they're back at 500, and the W means you get a free Texan slush at participating Sonic locations. Have a good one. Enjoy it, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's been a lot better, and playing a lot more up to our capabilities, and playing physical, playing tough, playing smart, and, you know, just playing the way everyone kind of expects us to, including ourselves.
Jadavion said there's a fun factor involved in that, kind of just sort of playing looser,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, it's a lot more fun to win. It's a lot more fun to win. It's a lot more fun to play up to your standards. So, you know, I think a lot of guys have really held each other accountable, you know, put a lot of responsibility on each other, and, you know, not wanting to screw up. So it's, you know, guys going out there, having confidence, and just really attacking offenses.
Difficult win. How tough is it to beat Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I mean, he's a difficult quarterback to play against. You know, he can extend a lot of plays. He can make a lot of good throws. And he's a competitor. You know, obviously we saw he tucked the ball, ran down one time, and ran through some tacklers for a touchdown. It's just kind of the mindset he has. And the guy's a winner. Just have all the respect in the world for him.
Brian, you guys were great on third down conversions and 2 weeks in a row at the end of games, too. Just to
how you stuck. Well, I mean, I think that's been one of definitely our bright spots all year defensively. Really our third down defense. We have good pressure. We have really good coverage. And the play calls really helped us out a lot. We're all on the same page and, you know, just really focusing on third down and know how important it is to get off the field and get our offensive ball back.
How did the confidence stay so strong in here, even when the team didn't start well?
You got to stay humble, you know. You got to control your emotions. Stay even keel, you know. When you lose, stay even keel. When you win, stay even keel. You know, make the corrections and move forward. You never can get, you know, too down on a loss. You never get too high on a win. And I think we've been doing a real good job of that around here. The leaders have stepped up. The coaching staff stepped up and made sure that we stand humble. We practice well. We make sure we do everything we have to do on the practice field and the film room to stay even keel. That's the biggest thing because, you know, we know it can go south real quick. We've been down that road, and now we won 3 games in a row. We're rolling a little bit, but at the same time, we can't get too high off this. So we still have a lot of football to play ahead of us, important games to play ahead of us. We just got to keep it, you know, one game at a time. Each week, approach it as the last game and then go forward from there. So the more we do that and the better we get at that, the more successful we'll be on Sundays or whenever we play. But I think the team has been doing a real good job of that, just staying even keel. And I think that helped us in the long run.
Coach came to me early in the week and asked me if I can do it. And I did something in college. I played quarterback my whole life, and I ended up switching to receiver in college. So I was real familiar with the zone read, and the offensive line did a great job. Receivers downfield, tight ends did a great job blocking.
What did you think of what y'all were able to make it? As Alfred said, it all ran like y'all drew it up in practice, the way it was able to work in a game situation, everything that you were doing with the Wildcat season.
Yeah, we practiced hard all week. Coach is big on us busting our butt in practice, and that's what we did, and it transferred to the game.
Did you sense?
Oh, thank you.
Did you sense they were caught off guard at all?
Yeah. They had no clue what to do. Even when my man Grounds is back there, it was just a shock because we haven't did it all year. So we kind of figured it would be something totally different, and they struggled with it at times. I think the last couple of times they did a good job of recovering and figuring it out, but it was good for us today.
What'd you think of the throw from Cecil?
Oh man, he made a great pass, man. At first, I thought he wasn't going to throw it because Cromarty was sitting over there. But when I saw Cromarty start jogging across the field, I knew he was about to let it go. But he made a great play.
What'd you think when they called the play in the huddle?
I knew it was a touchdown, man. We practiced it all week. We executed great all week. And I just knew if it was called, we got an opportunity. It was going to be.
Tell me about the pick.
Oh, man. Like I said, Rat called a great play. He let me be free, let me roam. And I seen the quarterback. He was looking at Marshall the whole time. I just jumped the play.
How sweet was it? You get that one. Pleasant gets the one before, but you guys have been around the ball and you'd almost pick the ball off at least 3 or 4 other times on the day.
We'll just run into the ball, man. That's how great defense is all. You run the ball, great things will happen to you.
Kind of an obvious question, but what's it mean you guys are 500 now?
Man, it's great, man. We went in. It feels great. When you see the locker room, everybody smiling, everybody happy. So when we win, it's all good.
Yeah, I think it was great, man. I mean, I just think that, you know, we made some plays down in the stretch that were big-time plays that, you know, helped win the game. And, you know, when you see another DB make a play, you get real excited about it. So it was real sweet.